said Lyons. In local news, a small Brisbane shopping strip in Hamilton is set to be demolished with a plant-covered luxury apartment block approved to take its place. The 1,205 square metre block of 53 Racecourse Road in Hamilton, which is about 5 kilometres from the CBD, sits a single-storey retail hub with seven businesses including Italian and Thai restaurants. Several owners said that they had been informed about the development would go ahead, but yet were given an eviction date by their landlord. The new apartment complex will comprise of 12 two- and three-bedroom apartments across four stories, as well as a rooftop terrace and wellness facilities. In other news, Brisbane has outdone Melbourne for the first time in being Australia's second most expensive capital to buy a house after the median house price rose by approximately $100,000 over the past year. Unit prices have also climbed records, collecting a $715 increase. They've also collected our first $3 million suburb after New Farm's median housing price climbed 9.4%, cementing the city's position as the second priciest capital for the second year running. The property juggernaut of Brisbane City shows no sign of slowing, fueled by the population growth, interstate migration, and Olympics planning.
In national news, two men have drowned during turbulent weather yesterday at Frankston Beach in Victoria. Investigators say the two men are still yet to be formally identified, after a search was conducted with a police helicopter, locating the men unresponsive in the water just after 5 p.m. The weather conditions of the afternoon saw wind gusts of up to 130 kilometres per hour, with adequate warnings from the Weather Bureau and SES. Frankston Mayor Chris Bolam had heard several versions of the events that unfolded, further stating, "There was a person either swept into the water or surfing and was in trouble, and another person at the pier has jumped in to try and help. They both lost their lives as a result, tragically." In more news, Tasmanian mothers who were subjected to historical forced adoption practices will be able to seek compensation under a redress scheme. Approximately 250,000 forced adoptions have taken place across Australia since the 1950s, with several state and federal inquiries having highlighted the trauma suffered under the practice. Tasmania will be the second Australian state or territory behind Victoria to announce a redress scheme, following the initiative being a recommendation from a national 2012 Senate inquiry. No date has been announced for the scheme's opening, although Attorney General Guy Barnett has said an appropriate transition will be in place until the redress is operational.
In international news, the Louvre Museum chief admitted to the security lapses following the daylight raid that led to the loss of $157 million worth of jewels. The Louvre's camera failed to detect the burglars in time to prevent their audacious daylight heist of some of France's crown jewels, and the museum's director has said. The chiefs used a crane and smashed an upstairs window before stealing jewels worth an estimated €88 million or $157 million Australian dollars. Louvre's director Laurence Ducasse told senators that she had offered a resignation, but it had been refused by the culture ministers, who has also come under fire after the robbery. Mr. Carr said, "Despite our efforts, despite our hard work every day, we were defeated."
For your weather today, Brisbane is so hot the chooks are laying boiled eggs. It's currently 32 degrees with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10.6, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4zzz.